Thank you and good afternoon. A Blue Lake man is in county jail for vehicular manslaughter and felony hit and run after a collision this morning in Eureka resulted in the death of a 56-year-old woman. The victim, identified as 56-year-old Shirley Hoyt, was walking north on S Street crossing the 4th Street crosswalk. Traffic had stopped for Hoyt to cross when 56-year-old Larry Nielsen was driving west on 4th at 50 miles per hour. He passed the halted traffic and ended up hitting Hoyt in the crosswalk, and he drove off. A witness vehicle followed Nielsen and blocked Nielsen's vehicle at the intersection of N and 3rd Streets. The witness detained Nielsen until law enforcement arrived. Hoyt succumbed to her injuries at the hospital, and while DUI was ruled out as a factor, the California Highway Patrol believes Nielsen may have been suffering from an acute medical condition, and that may have played a role in the crash. The investigation is ongoing. The CHP confirmed this afternoon that the victims of Sunday's fatal collision near Orleans and the vehicle were recovered from the Klamath River. Elizabeth Palmer was driving on Highway 96 with her husband, Jose Chavez, and her two daughters in rainy and snowy conditions when the car left the road and rolled down an embankment into the river. Chavez managed to escape and made it back to the road to call for help. A GoFundMe page that was set up by the family of Palmer reached its goal yesterday of $20,000 for funeral services. The 2016 year saw an increase in commercial armed robberies compared to 2015, according to statistics released by the Eureka Police Department this afternoon. In a 13-month span from February of last year to February of this year, EPD solved 29 armed robbery cases, and in total 10 suspects were arrested, and one remains wanted on 4 counts of robbery. Eureka Police Chief Andy Mills said the following statement: "Armed robbery puts all citizens in harm's way, and the department will do everything within our power and investigative tool bag to hunt you down and prosecute you." A list of the suspects arrested and crime stats can be found on the police department's Facebook page. Residents in Eureka will be able to attend a community town hall meeting tomorrow afternoon that will be held by North Coast Assemblymember Jim Wood. Caltrans officials, local health center representatives, and immigration experts will be on hand with Wood for the town hall, and they will hold a Q&A and discuss issues facing the community. The meeting will be held at the Eureka High School cafeteria and will run from 5 p.m. to 6:30 tomorrow. Following up on two other presidential major disaster declaration requests, Governor Jerry Brown issued another one on Tuesday to boost recovery of damaged roadways that were impacted by the recent weather storms. In addition, Governor Brown issued two emergency proclamations for various counties, including Mendocino, Humboldt, Trinity, and Del Norte counties. As damage assessments from the February storms are still being calculated, the proclamations will direct the Office of Emergency Services to assist the counties listed under the proclamations. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Motorists should anticipate at least 20-minute delays when they drive through the last chance grade south of Crescent City as Caltrans crews work to stabilize the roadway following another failure. The retaining wall on the south end of the last chance grade failed, shaving off 10 feet of width from the road, and now there is 18 feet of asphalt. Congressman Jared Huffman and stakeholder groups will visit Del Norte County in the coming weeks to observe the damage as they seek to find a permanent solution. Huffman, along with Assemblymember Jim Wood and Senator Mike McGuire, recently sent a letter to Governor Jerry Brown asking that the last chance grade be considered one of the top infrastructure priorities. A significant failure would force an 8-hour detour and would cost the local economy north of $130 million per year. Dan Squire has news out of Mendocino County.
6 men have been arrested in connection with the homicide of Jeff Settler at his remote property near Laytonville last November, and a 7th, Garberville man Gary Blank III, remains at large. 5 of those 6 suspects, Zach Worcester, Gary Fitzgerald, Abdirahman Mohammed, Mike Kane, and Jesse Wells, were in a Mendocino County courtroom for a preliminary hearing on Tuesday. The 6th, Freddie Gastel, is waiting extradition from Virginia to California. The Ukiah Daily Journal reports that Judge Richard Henderson has set April 24th as a date for a plea hearing. The men are all expected to plead not guilty.
Thank you, Dan. And that's the news on this Thursday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.